I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Brynn, come on.
It's Thursday.
Yeah, it's Thursday. You got to get on the ball here. We need to be able to see each other.
What does that mean?
That means to get on the ball. I don't know what's going on with the Zoom meeting today.
But we can see each other.
Yeah,
the show just started. We can see each other.
It's fantastic.
I don't
know what you're doing over there, but, you know.
I was doing morning prep.
Uh-oh, everyone.
Oh, no, uh-oh.
She's in a bad mood today.
It's just funny because he looks up and she had to send us the two-minute warning on our Hangouts in Google. Google. And then it was just funny.
Did you hear me through your headphones at all? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no,
of course not.
I didn't. Anyway, hi, you guys. It's Thursday. How's everyone doing? It's pouring out. Super glad we're not driving in today. How was that drive in, Nikki?
Very wet.
Yeah. Good.
Wet down there.
Yeah.
All right.
It's great news. We're getting tons of rain.
It was
what we would need.
It was a lot of people going slow and then a couple car accidents already. So,
well, oh, my goodness.
Not big ones, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Must crash car.
Yeah. I'm a Californian.
Yeah.
When it
rains, is obligatory.
I crash.
Yeah. It's a
not all of you, but you know.
Not everyone. No.
It does seem
you
to
made
be
it
a
home
weird
without
thing.
Without crashing. I made
plenty
it home
of people
without
though
crashing.
Are like, I just can't do it in the rain, and then places in that rain like Seattle. I'll give you an example. Seattle, they're out there golfing. They're out. Yeah. They live their life wet. They just live.
I always think about what you said when you were in Eugene and you first got there and you're like with your raincoat and
I had my little umbrella.
And your umbrella. And then everyone's just like, what are you doing?
Icky smacked my umbrella out of my hand. He goes, we don't use those here. I go, what are you talking about?
Does he use at least a slicker? Like
no,
a
they
rain?
Just get, they're just wet. They just, that's.
So they're just moldy
they
people.
Just live
just
their
mildewy,
life.
Wet,
I mean, no,
damp.
They'll have, look. Some of them will wear, you know, an over-type coat that's rain-proof or whatever.
Yeah.
But in general, you don't see this
umbrella this situation
freak out because there's some water on your clothes. Like, I don't, it's just, they just live like that. And often,
like,
you know.
So they all smell like wet dogs? Is that what I'm
kind of, well, I never noticed it to be, you know, sort of a deterrent, the way they smell. Like, you know, I never was all, oh, gross.
You were fine, cozy enough, yeah.
Well, I didn't.
You know how some people, they just have that, they have that sort of wet laundry thing going on.
Yeah,
that smell.
I do.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I would think that would be pervasive in those wet areas. But
I
maybe
didn't
they,
notice it.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, if you're walking around, especially with the kids, you know, their ill-fitted pants or whatever.
Sure.
They've got water running up the back of their pant leg about mid-calf. And it's just because it's caught on the bottom and just creeps
it
up
soaks
throughout
right
the day.
In. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, I give them credit. You can't just hide in your house just because some rain fell.
I think
or
you can. I feel like that's totally acceptable.
But at some point you'll realize like, okay, I live in a place that rains half of the year.
Yeah, it rains.
Just got to get over it.
Yeah. That's true, Vin. I love that he smacked the umbrella out of your hands. I can totally pick it.
From
like,
that
what?
Point on, did you stop using
I
the
did.
Umbrella?
Yeah. No, I mean, I sort of went, okay. I mean,
I want to fit in. Yeah, I live here now.
I'm down to, and I did get it eventually. I realized, like, okay, I have to walk this dog twice a day.
Yeah.
we're gonna be wet. Yeah. The carpet where I lived, destroyed.
Oh God. Mm. Oh,
destroyed.
No.
From just, you know,
yeah,
wet feet.
They probably do good business in carpets up there in the rainy areas.
Absolutely.
You know?
I mean, I hadn't really thought of it that way, but you're right. They probably do really good carpet business. Or they're smart and get wood floors.
Right.
Carpet.
Sure. Right. But why do you have a carpet? Just have like a mat to wipe.
Just soaking all the dirt. That's why you have the carpet.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want that soaking into your floor. It's funny because animals don't care. They get all, they're soaking wet and disgusting.
You're right about
like,
that.
You know, your dog can't shake off all the water outside the house. They got to wait till they're inside the house to shake that off. And then their muddy damn paws. John is hilarious.
John.
He's adorable. So he doesn't like to let the cats out at all when it's raining because, of course, they want to come back in because it's raining. And then they're wet and they track, you get the little cat footprints everywhere.
Sure.
And for a while... And he does this at the beginning of every rainy season. He lays towels at the door that the cats use to go in and out. And they walk right over them and their feet are still wet. And then he'll have hand towels right there. So as each cat comes in, only one's allowed in at a time. And he towels them off and towels their feet. And then they walk away and they still leave cat prints everywhere.
Every pet owner should be doing exactly what you just said.
Yeah,
we
but
have
it
towels
doesn't.
At the door as we speak, and when the dog goes pee and comes back, there's a wipe down. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And, you know, the joys of dog ownership, I guess. Pet ownership.
So. Yes.
Yay.
Yeah. But, and we, so, okay, it maybe it should be done, but it doesn't get done. You can't keep up with that. Maybe you can. I don't know. You know, you have your rules and that's. Maybe,
we
maybe
do okay. You, I mean, yeah. You know, it's look, we got a puppy for crying out loud.
How does the Australian Shepherd fare in the range of dog, stinky dog, wet dog smells?
She's great. I mean, I really like her. There's unique things to every brand of dog, and this particular dog, the most unique thing is she puts her butt on you. And I don't know what that is. I know there are probably people out there with Australian Shepherds who would say that's their way of, you know, marking you or letting, ooh, you know, guarding you or I don't know, but she
am
will
I getting a skid lol
if you're no but if you're standing there, if I'm standing somewhere, I will feel the dog on my leg and I will look down, and it's not her standing like her rib cage on my side of my leg. She backs her butt into my leg and then looks out like she's
Got a safe backing.
Like it's her way. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but she does it to everybody. And with the kids, she'll just sit right on them.
Like
sit
hold them down.
I got you.
I'm pinning you down.
And then looks up like, I got it. I got this one.
Yeah.
That's
this
weird.
One, no worries.
Now,
where's that other one? Maybe I can round them both into a corner and sit on both of them at once.
If anyone speaks Australian Shepherd, feel free to let me know. But it is unique to this brand of dog. I've never seen it before.
Well, it's a good thing they take their tails off because
maybe that's why
they couldn't get their butt right on you.
Right.
You know? Maybe their tail would be just covered
it
in.
It says a dog presenting their rear to you is a sign of passivity and friendliness. So they're just showing you how much they love you.
Like, take a sniff, bud.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. I don't know.
It's called a hip nudge, even though it's their
have a
their
hip
rear
nudge.
Butt.
Have a quick whiff.
Well,
you
she's
know,
got.
I know you. You know me.
She's got particularly long butt hair. So whatever is going on there.
Yeah, that's
you're not.
Yeah, that too.
It doesn't. You don't.
You don't
get,
take a clipper to that area. Just like let's carve out an area where that would be.
No, what I'm saying is that area stays. For whatever reason, it stays pretty clean. It's actually really.
Oh, I would think that would be
surprisingly clean.
Oh, good, great. I like a surprisingly clean dog butt.
Mm-hmm.
Bryn, you were saying you found another.
Oh, another reason would be because they just want a simple, good scratch. They're trying to, you know,
like come
scratch
on,
that itch.
Yeah. Well, dogs familiar. Love that, like the dock of the tail. The you know they're
right,
just
the top.
Right.
I'm familiar with that. This is way beyond that. This isn't the rub my butt thing. This is, it's some kind of thing that this dog does. I don't know.
This is my placeholder.
She's cool though. And yes, we are dealing with our first rainy season with a puppy and, you know, it is what it is. I told the missus, wait till after this winter. And she said, our lives are joyless. Like, we really need something. And I went, I can't argue that.
Oh.
I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that.
That's a
I guess I'll just say, go ahead.
How old is the dog now?
8 or 9 months.
Is she full size at this point, or is she?
She's a big dog.
Yeah.
Much bigger than, I'm very surprised how big she is, yeah.
Will she get much bigger than she is?
No.
Is she going to be like a 50-pound dog? Like, what kind of, how big is this dog?
I think she's 50 pounds, yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
No, yeah, about, like, yeah.
How big's Toddy?
He's about 60 pounds.
Really?
He's old now, too, yeah.
Yeah, but he's very fluffy.
Yeah, that's it.
Very fluffy. Like, when I bathe him, he's like, he looks like he's half of himself. Because he's so fluffy.
You ever clip off a chow's fur?
I have. Yeah, yeah.
During the summertime. Fully down to dog body?
Well, you can't really get that far because they have like a double coat.
Oh.
Yeah, but he loves it.
He loves it when you clip him
shaved.
Down.
Yeah, he loves being groomed in general.
Oh,
and
well,
we do clip that area of the backside.
Just carve it out. Yeah, uh-huh. Let's have a little.
Basically a nice little.
An exit.
Uh-huh.
That is unobstructed.
Because it does cling. For him.
That's what I would think.
He has really long hair, so I mean, sometimes you see those little dingleberries.
Oh,
I don't want to.
Yeah,
see
that's
that.
Not cool.
Maybe that'll happen to Ripley or Ripolita, as she's known here, with age. I don't know. She's still brand new.
Let's
maybe
hope
her
she
hair's
continues to not have dingleberries. You know, there's I can't think of the comedian's name, but he made this joke about the kitchen scissors. You know, the kitchen scissors. You know where they are. When you need a pair of scissors, there they
sure.
are. And he was saying how his mom used to have to hold him down and, like, she'd, you know, give him a quick bang cut or whatever. And she's like, he said, those are the scissors she uses to cut the dingleberries off the back of the dog. Like, it was just such a, I'm
and
like, it's true.
Cut pieces of chicken
sure.
and cut, right, every single thing. That's
anything
funny. I never thought of that.
There they are, those kitchen scissors in that junk drawer. With the batteries that are probably dead, like in the keys that you don't know what they go to, and every available pen in the house, and just the junk drawer. I don't like to clean out junk drawers because I'm always afraid I'll throw away something. I'll definitely, like, you know, there's some doodad in there that you're
like, you'll need it.
Yeah, you'll need it for like someday.
I don't need it. I'll throw it all away.
Oh,
I'll empty the whole drawer into one bag and then shut that drawer clean.
Oh,
you know,
God.
It's called the junk drawer. It's full of junk. You know it is.
But that's where you go to look for the things you're like,
right,
oh, I
yeah.
need that. But so now you don't have a drawer where you can look for stuff?
The
we
random
fully
stuff.
Have that drawer you're talking. Like, I imagine everybody in the world could be hearing us say this and they can picture the drawer they have in their house right now.
Yeah.
That's full of junk.
Absolutely.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Hate that thing.
I love it.
I actually kind of like it. Yeah,
yeah, that's right. And little screwdrivers are in there.
Yeah.
And, you know, twisty ties and rubber bands. And
the all-purpose tool.
Oh,
where
yeah.
is uh-huh. gum in this house? And like, you know, oh, let me check the junk drawer. It's just the place you go for every dumb little thing. And usually I'm disappointed.
So dumb. like matches and like a tape measure. And
everything.
Like one of those
literally everything. I have like one of those long lighters with the long, you know, gooseneck
thing. Oh,
yeah,
thing yeah,
on.
Yeah.
I got
yeah.
one
right.
of those
lighters.
In there.
Yep, I got some of those in there too. Sure.
Yeah. It's where you – and we even have one of those – you know, I had the best of intentions. I got one of those organizers for our drunk junk drawer. Like that you would maybe put silverware in or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's got that, but it doesn't quite – fit the full size of it, so it sort of slides around, and then there's all this stuff around it, and then there's and then you can't even really see it. You open it up and there's all so much stuff on top. This is like shoelaces and everything and all other things, belt buckles, you know, whatever.
Expired Bed Bath and
sure.
Beyond coupons.
I mean,
it's all in there. Right.
Oh man, it's all in there. It's good times. Good times, the junk
and
drawer.
That's it. You get to the Bed Bath and then you're like, oh, I know I have those things in that junk drawer.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure they let you use it before. I've had an experience where they
oh,
let
no,
you
they
use
do.
Expired.
Yeah, yeah,
absolutely
yeah.
they uh-huh. do.
I yeah. signed up for some thing with them where I pay them a yearly amount and I don't need a coupon.
They're doing that because they're trying to get rid of the coupons.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like $20 and they made me sign up for it and I saved like $40 after paying the 20, I was like, this is totally worth it. I don't know. I'm in there. Even if I'm only in there a couple times a year. I haven't been to a Bed Bath. I love Bed Bath & Beyond.
Don't love it.
I love it.
Stop loving it.
I love it hard. It's such a little maze in there, and I just love walking. Like, whenever we go to Bed Bath & Beyond, I always say, do not rush me. I don't want to be rushed. I want to enjoy this.
Does he say, I'll wait in the car?
He will wait in the car.
There you go.
It will go in and get what he needs.
Right.
You know,
well,
whatever.
The problem with, look, Bed Bath is fine. I've been there a zillion times. I've outfitted multiple places I've lived at Bed Bath. But yeah. I don't know what it is about that place that you have to go around the perimeter of the store.
And then there's little inlets.
How about some aisles, normal freaking aisles, so I can stick and move.
I want to see the whole thing.
I don't want to make
a whole... They don't want you to stick and move.
Yeah, but that's what I'm
trying to... The whole circuit. I love the circuit.
They want you to walk by something that you don't need and go, oh.
It's like being at IKEA. You can't just walk
that. Oh, that's cool.
Look at this thing. This is crazy. I love the wall of kitchen implements. I'm like, well,
it's not like being at IKEA because I can avoid IKEA entirely. But Bed Bath, you need a spatula or you need the one thing. And that whole 360 you got to make.
I love it.
To get back to the cash register, it's just a real.
You got to go through the sheets and the towels.
How about you just make some aisles, straight lines? Grocery stores have this figured out. What aisle?
True, yeah.
Spatulas, aisle 7. Thank you. In and out.
You must know where your bathroom is too. Your local, for your local BBB.
Because
the bathroom is important. Like
I don't know.
If you're browsing slowly, I do that at like Lowe's and Home Depot. That's my Bed Bath and Beyond. I go there and I'll just look at stuff.
I really try to not. I just really enjoy. I don't know what it is about me. It's a tick.
Well, I gotta pee. Like I'm normally there. I'm there like every Saturday, Sunday at like 6 a.m.
Oh,
and I'm just looking around. I am. I'm either exercising or I'm at one of those,
places where you're gonna
home improvement places, and I'm just looking at random stuff.
Trying to think where the Brent. I think it's all the way in the back. Like you have to walk all the way through the store to get to the Home Depot bathroom.
Yeah, those are always in the back. I don't know where the Blood Bath and Beyond ones are.
Yeah, I love Blood Bath and Beyond.
That's great.
That's how it's in my phone because they send me little things like, "Hey,
you
Blood
have
Bath
them
and
saved
Beyond.
In your phone."
Oh yeah, I get little notices. Something might be on sale. Like, whoa, look at that! I got to get over there.
Oh boy,
I need a new trash can.
This is not a paid sponsorship.
It isn't. This is definitely. I don't think they were calling them Blood Bath and Beyond.
I'm sure that's not in their copy when they pay for spots.
Yeah. If we start calling them Bed Bath and Beyond, then you'll know.
Special notes at the bottom. Call us whatever you want. It's fine. We don't even care.
Yeah, we don't care.
Everything's cool. It's all game. And
Bloodbath, we're down.
Make sure it starts with a B. That's all.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, it's 6:04. We could start now, and then we would be kind of on time.
Uh-huh.
So let's. Yeah, that's right, honey. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here's a song.
It's Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.